Well, a God morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. This is a voice wherein the good news, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ in God our Father, is proclaimed unabashedly. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm a little pumped up this morning. And my hope is that you will be pumped up not only this morning, but encouraged by God's word, that your faith will continue and endure until we all get to heaven. I'm going back to that parable of the sower and the seed, of which Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Mark, the 13th verse, and he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? Now, this is repeated, as I said before, in that which are called the Synoptic Gospels, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, because of their similar reports throughout. In Matthew 13, the 18th verse says, Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked and catches away that which was sown in his heart. Now we've gone through for 2 weeks this description of different kinds of soil. You know, there's that one soil that has no ability to receive. But Jesus talks now about four different kinds of soil that do receive. That which is on well-trodden ground. You know, it is that that has no root. It's heard, it's received, but it has no root. And the devil comes and snatches it away immediately. That on stony ground, it says it receives the word with joy. But because it has no root, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word, you know, they're happy people. Oh, praise the Lord! For his great promises to us. Oh, but you know, trouble's not supposed to come to me. I received the word with joy. But through these three tellings, we do understand that tribulation or affliction or persecution arises because of the word. And not having taken deep root, as described in the good soil, it or they are offended. How dare God let something that might afflict or bring tribulation into my life or persecution in my life? William Tyndale, the man who gave us the English language, he was burned at the stake for desiring to communicate the word of God to his fellow countrymen in English. And those that were sown among thorns, as it said in the 22nd verse of Matthew 13, is he that heareth the word, listen, heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that received the word in good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it. When you understand something, it can't be taken away. It might be attacked, it might be persecuted, but it cannot be taken away. Look, I'm talking to myself first, folks. Much as I'd like to proclaim what a great life God has given to me, and he has, but in the natural, there is affliction and tribulation and persecution. But the word sown with understanding beareth fruit. Excuse me. I want to go back to the 19th verse. Because in the digging into and the mining out of God's word, not all in The King James translation, although I use it, although I will continue to use it, it doesn't tell us everything. It says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. I've been poring over this now for weeks. And this word translated sown in the middle, in the Greek, the word being translated sown is espamenon. In Mark, the 15th verse of chapter 4, it says, and these are they likewise which are sown, same word, espamenon. And folks, it is in the middle voice. The middle voice, it's a part of language that we don't have in English. It is so important. Because it gives us an understanding of the motive. It explains the motive of the action and or the actor. In this case, God is the actor. And the middle voice tells us he does it for his own self. Why is this Christian walk, which Jesus says unequivocally, in this world we will have tribulation? In his parable, he speaks of affliction, of tribulation, of persecution. Why? Because through those in whom have received the word, that is the word of God, have received it with understanding, God wants to make it clear. He's looking for those who trust him. If after this word sown, we just walk in this happy, circumstance all our life, how will we ever know if the word by faith has taken root? And why go we through this trouble? I want to read some words from one who's gone through trouble like you and I will never experience in our lifetime. I want to read the words of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. And if you have ever been exposed to the life of Paul, I mean, let's go here. You want to give a testimony of Paul? It says in 2 Corinthians 11, he says in the 22nd verse, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure. That means whippings. In prison more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I was shipwrecked. A night and a day have I been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in coldness and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. Oh my goodness, caring for these sheep who like to all go their own way. Listen to what he's testifying of this Christian walk in this life. But he writes to the Ephesians, Paul, an apostle, that means sent one, of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Not his choice, but God's choice. To the saints. That is the ones separated. That is the ones Jesus is describing. Good soil. God made the soil, folks. To the committed ones. Which are at Ephesus. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace. Unmerited favor. You didn't deserve. I didn't deserve. To be made good soil. Wherein the seed is received and grows. That is, the word is received and grows. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Who else matters? We've gone over this many times. Blessed the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you scratch out that word be in the third verse. It's added by the translators. This is the name of God, the good speaking God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. according as he has chosen us in him. That is Christ. That word chosen, exelexitos, it also is in the middle voice. It means ek, out of. Legos, to choose by speaking with the suffix in the middle voice, that is, out of those whom he didn't choose, he chose out by speaking for himself in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Whew. God has things planned in spite of ourselves and what we see in this life. That we should be holy, that is, committed, hagios is the word, and without blame. Boy, I can't say that of myself, but I can say it in Christ Jesus. You can say it in Christ Jesus, who has redeemed us. His own life, that we should be holy and without blame before him, in love having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he, that is God, has made us accepted in the beloved, that is Jesus Christ, in whom, that is in Christ, we have redemption through Christ's blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You can put God's grace or Jesus Christ's grace. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, wherein he, that is God, has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. That's not saying he gave us wisdom and prudence. That's going to come a little bit later. Paul is telling us that through God's wisdom and prudence, he contemplated what he was going to do. He's now telling us of the good pleasure of God's will, which the fifth verse tells us about. Paul's expounding, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. God thought this out, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his, that is God's good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, Colossians tells us that in the fullness of times, God sent forth his Son. This is the center of history. Jesus Christ. God with us, called Emmanuel. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Christ. King James 11th verse says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. I first learned this from Dr. Scott's teaching. He had me cross out the words, we have obtained an inheritance. He translated, have been made his inheritance. I was looking for translations, not to question Dr. Scott, but to give witness. I found in one translation of a Berean study Bible, it says, in him, Christ, we also were chosen as God's own. The Net Bible says, in Christ, we too have been claimed as God's own possession. In Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, I'm getting there. In the 20th verse, it says, no prophecy of scriptures of private interpretation. But the Lord has taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt. That is the type of sin, that which separates us from God. Out of Egypt to be unto him a people of inheritance. King James says, to be a people, his inheritance, as ye are this day. From every corner, not only an assault from outside, but even those of your own household would attempt to witness against you, in the natural, but we are spiritual. We have received the word. Jesus said of his word, it is spiritual. We as Christians have become a dual personality, that which is natural, that which is the flesh. But he has put his life in us, and he has put us, as the Ephesian letter repeats over and over and over again, in him, that is, in Christ. And we need to, as Jesus in those parables of the sower says, keep, that is, guard. How do we do it? By faith, we continue to grab hold of these promises of God. Romans 8 says, what shall we say then? To those things, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, Christ, also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that righteousifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. That's the basis of our faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it is a fact of history. He was raised by God the Father as God had the Father had promised him. That is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For I am persuaded. I'm sorry, let me back up a verse. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him, Jesus, that loved us, for I am persuaded. Through him, the Father that loved us and made us his inheritance. He did it for himself. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Doesn't talk here about yesterday. Today, folks, today, if ye hear his word, harden not your heart. Nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. What is this saying? What am I saying? God chose for himself you and I as part of his family. And no matter what, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, no matter what we feel, no matter what we experience, no matter what, nothing shall separate us from his will, from that good pleasure of God. God, before he spoke the worlds into existence, chose out a people for his inheritance and his will. Be made manifest. I call upon you as I even charge myself today to keep grabbing hold of the promise. For through endurance by faith, we shall enjoy eternity. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, and with God, our Father, forever. And that's the God School for today.